and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 356. How are we all doing? See, Jonathan was awake again. Jonathan, 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, who was first? Oh, Jonathan. I'm not sure what the yo slash is, but there you go. Well done, Jonathan, number one. I have, however, got some terribly distressing news for young Jonathan. If you toddle off to YouTube, and I have not done a thing, it's done it itself, I don't think you're number one anymore. It seems YouTube deletes stuff. I don't know if it's that it clears it day by day. I don't know. But do toddle off and have a look. I think Debbie's in there now as number one. It's bizarre. I have no idea what it's doing. But do check. You'll have to be in every day at 4 a.m. to say hello. Hello, Kim. How are you doing? And hello, Paul. How is it down under? Oh, what's going on here? No idea. Not looked at the news. I got a sneaking suspicion the news is going to be wall to wall Harry and Meghan versus the palace. So I thought, you know what? Leave it alone. So I have, and I've no clue what's going on, and I'm quite happy like that. Quite happy indeed. What's today's crisis been? Oh, your mother. Mike's mother's computer. R.I.P. That's not good. That's the second time that's happened during lockdown, isn't it? So we're now trying to resurrect the one she had before the one she's got that was broken, but we fixed that one. Now the second one's gone. It's just... And do you know when you're trying to help and you can't understand what on earth's going on? What was it she said to me? I've got the trash can, but I haven't got the internet. And I'm thinking those two things aren't really related. Anyway, that was today's calamity. What has gone on for you guys? Or is it too early for anything to have happened? Mark is first for tomorrow's session now. Good grief, I haven't even seen anything from Mark. Let me have a look. Let me get into YouTube Studio and drill down from there. It's insane. We've not done a thing. I'm not even sure I can delete chat. I probably can, but I've never done it, so it's not me. It's just got a mind of its own. Right, options, view on YouTube. Let's have a look. Indeed. Hi from Vancouver. I have no idea at what time it is. neither do I. Vancouver. Isn't that going to be on the east coast of the state somewhere? Vancouver Island, actually, not Vancouver. Oh, let's have a look. Vancouver Island. Time now. That would help, wouldn't it? 11:04 on Saturday morning. So, no, it's Kim time. It's Kim time. Does it tell you what time zone it's in? Oh, it's got its own. DST. What's DST? Not a clue. Anyway, it's Kim time. So I'll remember that now. There you go. What time is it? What time zone?
Daylight saving time, isn't it?
DST is, as I call PT, because I don't make a distinction between it being daylight time and not daylight time. It's just Pacific time to me. And then twice a year we're out of sync, and then we're back in sync and it's 8 hours. Right. I could reply, but seeing as though it's going to be missing anyway, where did Debbie's chat go? Now, I have noticed it says top chat. Some messages, such as potential spam, may not be visible. But if you choose live chat from there, you still don't get anything else. It's totally bizarre. I have no idea what's going on with the chat, but you're going to have to be in there at least twice a day, Jonathan, to keep your place. Oh, got to love it. CQ Deb, CQ, how are you doing? Oh, Grandpa needs a new computer. He won't be getting a Windows machine if I'm continuing to support it. It's difficult, isn't it? Kim and I were discussing how I got those emojis in, not last night, the week before. So I was busy saying to Kim, that's a shortcut key I use all the time. Command, Control, Spacebar. Got thinking about it. Can you do that on Windows? Don't know. Could I try it? Well, I could, but the keyboard shortcuts on the Mac when you're on a VM just work. So I wouldn't be any the wiser. Anyway, today found out you can. Indeed you can. It is Windows and the full stop key, or the period key. And that brings up the emoji window in Windows. That's good to know, isn't it? Because I did not know that. What are you up to now? Hey, what mischief? Let me have a... Have you been nibbling? Scratching at yourself. Keep your eye on her, Mike. She's up to mischief. Right, who else have we got? So will he be getting a new M1 Mac, Jonathan? Or will you be getting a new M1 Mac and he would be getting yours? There's an idea. Right, who else? She's got chicken now. Not heard chicken for a while, have we? She has chicken. Chicken is in the house. Right, Kim loves Vancouver. Never been myself. I did see a film, but I'm not sure if it was set in Vancouver. No, it was a little island. I can't remember the name of it. But it was a lovely place. Loved it. So what have we all got for dinner? We do need to share. We had the most amazing dinner, didn't we, Mike?
We did.
And we know we said we were going to try mini pizzas. We tried mini pizzas. Oh, so cute. Shall I share the picture or shall I save it for next week? Or shall we have it twice? So good, we'll see it twice. Right, let me have a look. Not the best photo because I've not done anything with it. But hopefully you'll get an idea for what it looked like. And it needs rotating, otherwise it'll come through all the wrong way, won't it? So let's do a rotate on it first. Rotate, that's the one, isn't it? There we go. Totally gluten-free. In fact, it's virtually everything free. Apart from the cheese, which wasn't vegan cheese. That could have been vegan. It was that good. Right, let's send it to Cloud App. Now, don't start with logging me out and logging me back in again. You swine. Oh, no. I thought you were. Did that just do that or not? No idea. Let's have a look on here. And if it did, then I'll share it with you. I will share dinner with you. Let's have a look. Is it there? It's there. Oh, how fantastic. Yes, Mike surpassed himself with a mushroom. Not often you can say that, is it? How do you have vegan chicken? No, there's no chicken with it. It's mushroom. It's two portobello mushrooms with cheese on. No, I tell a lie. With tomato pasty thing on, then with cheese, and then with a topping, which was tomatoes and peppers, together with some mixed herb. It was rather nice. But Lola's vegan chicken. Well, Lola's chicken is vegan, isn't it? Because it's rubber. So she's got vegan chicken. Vegan chicken Kievs with jacket potatoes. Oh. We had chicken Kiev a few weeks ago, but I don't think it was vegan. Oh, it doesn't work on Kim's Surface. Oh, darn it. That's what I was told. I don't know if you need to hold anything else down. I'll get Mike to try it on his mother's laptop when it's revived, and then we can have a look at it. That's the plate and tray you mentioned last night. It is indeed, Jonathan. That was my mum's. She had a whole dinner service and the tray. So, yeah, it is. We lost one of those trays once, didn't we? It died a sad death. Something dropped on it from a great height and it broke. But we do have about 8 of them. And if you turn them over, they've actually got my name on a label. You're wondering why I would put my name on my own tray, aren't you? But it's what we used to take to the church thing when we were taking cakes and things. So either on a Sunday morning, we would take it, or to like the summer fair. And you had to have your name on everything. So they've all got my name on underneath. But I can highly recommend those. That does actually. It looked really nice and it tasted really nice. Although the instruction was, because I left Mike to it, you know, too many cooks in the kitchen. The instruction was for green pepper. So it had the Italian colours. But we ended up with yellow. But never mind. He's even colourblind as an excuse. I don't know why. Maybe that was the first one to hand. And you know what men are. Green, red, whatever. So we ended up with the orange. But it was very, very nice. It did taste like pizza, bizarrely. I think it's the tomato paste. But we had... We started on those mushrooms when we went on our health kick 4 and a bit years ago. And they were really nice. But back then we had mum's oven. Well, actually, we did have mum's oven, but we mainly used the grill to cook those. And when mum's oven went, the entire cooker went because it was weird. It only used to cook on half of the one side of the oven. It was a pain. So we got a smaller one and the mushrooms didn't taste the same out of the tiny one. But I said, well, if you leave the door open, it'll be more of a grill than an oven. So that's what we did. So they could have been a smidgen hotter, but they were very, very nice. So that was dinner. Actually, really, really enjoyed that. But he's disappeared now with the dog. So he isn't hearing me overpraise him because that would be the end of that, wouldn't it? But it was. It was really, really nice. Let's have a look. Yes, it was. It was mum's stuff. I think you've seen pictures of the cup as well, the big breakfast mug. When it gets cold and I'm having like maybe tea because it's hot or soup, I always use this big breakfast mug that mum had. And the laugh of it was she never used that. She used the tall ones last night that Kim mentioned. They're like a tall cup and they kind of flare out at the top. And she always liked those, much preferred those. But she just loved poppies. She did. Four, let me have a think, was that? I think it was her 20th wedding anniversary, which would have been 1976. She'd seen in like Lewis's or Debenhams, one of the big department stores, she'd seen this crockery set thing. And she really liked it, but it was quite expensive. So when it was like, well, what do you want for your 20th wedding anniversary? She said, well, I really like this. And this poppy set, she got this poppy set. And this was the one where you could actually buy the odd plate, but it had to be on special order. So she didn't like anybody else washing it up because whenever my gran did the washing up, she'd break something every single time. So mum was forever buying spare plates and stuff. So she decided in the end she'd put it away and we wouldn't use that one. But the thing was, if whatever we were using wasn't like part of a special set, gran didn't break that. She only ever broke the ones that were. Oh. Although that did come in useful once. For my, or was it my graduation or a birthday? I think it could have been either. It could have been my graduation or it could have been a birthday. But this lady that I barely knew, she was a friend of my grandmother's. And she said, oh, I must buy her a present. And she bought me the set of glasses, which is bizarre. I think it's quite strange to buy somebody that you don't know that well a set of glasses. And these were the biggest glasses I have ever seen. They were water glasses on a huge stem. So the stem itself must have been like 14 inches. And then on the top of it, there was what could only be described as a bucket. It was that big. And I'm looking at these things. And obviously, you know, at the time, I was travelling to university and back. I didn't have a home of my own. I lived with my mum and dad. What was I going to do with a set of glasses, especially this size? And mum was looking at it like I've never seen anything like it. I said, no, neither have I. So we left it till Christmas and then we opened these glasses and I said, with a bit of luck, Gran will want to wash up and that'll be the end of them. And that's exactly what happened. Gran broke one as she was washing up and said, oh, that's a shame, isn't it? I think they all broke. The thing was, the bucket on the top that was really big, it was like a bowl glass. It was that thin. It was like a light bulb. So I thought there was a fair chance if Gran got her hands on them when she's washing up that we may even get to a stage where none of them survived. I think in the end, one survived and we got rid of that one. But mum and her poppies, these poppies down the line, she realised that they weren't as red as they could have been. They were quite orangey by comparison to what came out after, but she still loved this set that she had. But then she started collecting them from Dunelm, as you saw last night in the demo. And Dunelm must have had those available for at least the last 10 to 12 years. Because scarily, mum died six and a bit years ago, which is scary. It feels like yesterday in some regards. I actually said to Mike, do you realise that Affinity Designer came out a year after Mum died? And I couldn't quite believe that. So, yes, great fun with that. Oh, right, what's going on here? Hello, Sarah. And who else do we have? Kim likes those and loves poppies. Thing was, when Mum died, we were just stunned. We were walking around like two zombies. One, we hadn't had any sleep for 2 weeks. In fact, we didn't have much in the 2 weeks prior to that. So we were dead on our feet. But we were literally stunned that she'd actually died. And then you'd wake up and think, oh no, Mum died. Because it was so out of the blue, just completely out of nowhere. So over that Christmas, it was like, have we got X? I've no idea. Let's go and buy one. All right. All the stuff that we needed. So we were going out to these shops and we went to this shop. It's a bit like a dollar store, only it's, you know, the prices aren't all a dollar, but it's that kind of shop. You could go in it 1 week and say, yeah, I'll buy 10 of those, but the next week they haven't got any at all. And they never, ever have any in again, that kind of store. And we went in and we're walking around and obviously there was some Christmas stuff still out because I think this was like Boxing Day. And I walked around the corner and it was like the pots and pans aisle. And there was this like apron and it was all poppies. And I just stopped dead and looked at it. And Mike said, she's letting you know she's okay. Yeah, don't have a breakdown in the middle of the shop. So every time we see poppies, we think of Mum because they were her absolute favourite. You also love the thistle crystals from Scotland. Your secret wish is to have those. That sounds lovely. And Johnny loves the poppies too. That's good. So that's what I have my dinner on mainly. We have small plates of those and we have the larger ones. We weren't expecting that to be much bigger than a saucer. But actually the portobello mushrooms, which go from sort of any size to massive, they were quite big. So Mike, in his wisdom, because this is a bloke's wisdom for you, decided he'd pick out the four biggest and that was dinner. And I said, but if you'd have picked out two of the biggest and then put a smaller one with it, then we would have had big ones for the other meals. But there you go. Female logic versus male logic there. So next time he said, well, there is five left. I thought, well, that isn't going to go into two very well, is it? Unless you cut one in half. So that's probably what will happen. Hello, Tracy. We missed you last night. We did. It wasn't the same. Do you know who else was missing? Not seeing him in a couple of weeks now. Neil. Where's Neil in Oz? We need Neil back. What did Lola have for dinner? Last night I had to fish this out. This is Mike's logic again. I'm going to give the dog a treat because it's Friday and we have fish. So she has her dog food and we have fish. But Mike put the treat, the fish, on top of her dinner. So I had to fish it out and put it on a separate plate. Because if it's in her bowl, it's dinner, not a treat. If it's on a plate, it's a treat. So what did she have tonight? What flavour was it?
No idea.
That's not good.
It wasn't rabbit.
We don't have rabbit.
But it was chicken, beef or something.
Is it lamb?
Could be.
Maybe it was lamb. It did smell rather nice, actually. Now, see, when Maya had tripe. Actually, it wasn't tripe. Tripe is bad. But this was a brand of dog food called Butcher's Tripe. They weren't kidding. There was tripe in there. Oh, it stank. It was absolutely vile. So that had to go because I couldn't bear the smell of it when we were eating. It was too bad. Oh, Kim had missed Neil as well. We need to send out a search party for Neil, make sure he's okay. And then, so she's got her chicken back. And there is a little something downstairs for her. But she's arrived today, so it's in the COVID cave. And now she's drinking like crazy. Good girl. Yes, we won't talk about how bad you were this morning acting up. We'll let that go. Jonathan's never had tripe, but it looks and sounds horrid. It's slimy. It's very slimy. It's also got like a kind of... It's a hexagonal thing. Oh, no. My dad loved it. He loved it. But I don't think I could have eaten it. But, you know, the ones in the dog food, oh, they stank. They stank worse than the normal stuff. Why wasn't it the same with that? Because you chat, Tracy. You're in the chat, and I can keep reading the chat, and the chat goes very quiet at times. I think that's when I'm getting deep and everybody's concentrating. But yeah, we miss each and every one of you when you're not there. Like when young Jonathan dumps us and heads off for a quiz. I think it would be wise to take us with him. Just think of the answers we could come up with. Like the title for last night's show. Which is in there. The title stuck. Oh, it had to be done, didn't it? I think I did tag something on the end. Let's have a look. It was 55 yesterday, wasn't it? Oh, you're going to act up as well, are you? Okay, let's go get it. Day 355, I believe. What's going on now? Oh, Notion. Is Notion having another moment? What on earth is that on my keyboard? That could explain it. Right. Where am I? Day 355. Let me go find it and see what I actually put for the title. Because I do remember tagging a bit on the end. It was the case of the missing L. Ooh! Jonathan's brother's doing a quiz. A cool one showing pictures of own brand food with the branding removed. You have to guess which supermarket it is and how much it is. That's fantastic. Fantastic. Oh, yeah, that'd be a good quiz. Right, day 355. Yeah, it was odd job, wasn't it? Right. When our cocks go back with frozen spinach. And we said that you never see odd job and Jonathan Van Tam in the same room together. And these two pictures that I put up there, you're not kidding. No, you don't. I think they're one and the same. I think odd job retired to become the chief medical officer or whatever he is at the moment. Telling us all to get vaccines. But you can't get the vaccine unless you're over 56. The vaccines at the moment are limited to those over 56. But we'll get there. Oh, great. That, you know, we're going to look back at the titles of these, Jonathan, in a couple of years, and we'll be rolling on the floor whilst we're wearing our full body suits and breathing apparatus because there's yet another global pandemic going on. But by then, we'll be used to it. Oh, it's going to happen. You know, it is going to happen. Is Australia going back to school from the summer holidays? They could well be. Because they've not had the issues where the schools are closed like ours. Mind you, ours are opening up on Monday. Monday is first day back for many, many of them. Oh, and Kim's got a trivia quiz. You'll be asking for answers in WhatsApp. Oh, this is going to be hysterical. That will work well. Go for your life. And the internet went down for the whole village last night, very mysteriously. Do you think it was the rioters from the city who were trying to cut you off? We've got a friend in Greece who has that problem. You know, it's like unionised, one out, all out, brother. So if the internet's down, that's it. And it's very slow as well. But apparently the view makes up for it. I can't think of anywhere that the view would make up for me not having internet. No, I'd rather have the view that I have of the ship canal than Venice, as long as I've got decent internet. But that could just be me, because internet's more important than other stuff. Did he go down tonight? What happened with it tonight? It could have been another Notion snafu. But something happened, and I needed to get it all back. Anyway, it's all back and it's all working now. So fingers crossed it stays like that. In fact, in better news, Channel 1 is working. So right now I'm broadcasting twice. Isn't that 3 days? It's been okay, Mike.
It is.
Yeah. I'm not risking it, though, because we'd only have to change it back. So I'm not going to risk it yet. But let's say it's looking more hopeful than it was this time last week when it was down and there was no chance it was ever coming back.
Oh, well, we've got a Venn diagram here.
I thought we would have a Venn diagram. I've also got a couple more to send on to you, which have come in later. Oh, look at that. I've got an email here from my own blog saying you've posted, which is rather good. Yeah, Dusty Blog has got content on it. But don't panic. It's only the export persona thing. Has anybody got any more questions that they want me to put in there? Because I've only got one at the moment. Yeah. This one was quite humorous.
We've got Kim sharing with Tony P, Tony P sharing with J&P.
Right, that's going to be interesting. Well, as long as you put them on in the right order, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right, let's forward this one from Frank onto you. And there's another one from Frank, and I don't think he's referring to the mail that I've just sent on. I think that's another one. It's an auto-check thing. This one's funny. So I'll send it on because I might have done the other mail. So we'll share that in by request. But basically, it's corrected one of his artists to something wholly different. Gotta love autocorrect, haven't you? It's never right. I swear, 9 times out of 10, when I type the word fur, it autocorrects it to fur with an I. Now, fur with a U I could understand, but not with an I. So there you go. What's tonight's Brooklyn's theme? Education, Jonathan. So do you have anything on education? I was thinking we needed the theme from Play School.
Oh, yeah.
Through the arched window. Yeah. Ooh, a bimble in the woods. Hello, a bimble in the woods. That'll be Simon. That's exactly what I thought, Kim. Dusty, you see, like my blog. My blog is named, well, it's not named after, but it certainly behaves like the Duster. Dusty dog, how you doing? Let us know. I saw a video, but I didn't manage to hit play, Tony, because I'm up to the eyes here with broken kit of Mike's mother's and everything else. So I've not actually seen it. Jonathan needs to go and have a look and tell me, is that his pick for the night? Anything education related. Do you know what I'm thinking we should have? I can't remember who did it, actually. But it definitely works. Let's have a... Was it? It wasn't ABC. But no, it's level 42. Lessons in love.
Oh, yeah.
We could have that early on, couldn't we?
Yeah, I'll stick that in.
That could go in one of the first three, that lessons in love. Oh, Jonathan, Alice Cooper's School's Out. There's another Venn diagram for you, Mike.
That's everybody.
I think we need to play that more than once. But yeah, we can certainly do that. It's freezing out and the dog's gone blue. Oh, no. Well, you need to carry the dog, clearly. Your health's not important, long as Dusty's okay.
Level 42.
Yes, level 42. I will have a look at that, Tony. I will. Oh, Tracy's up to 320. Let me have a look at feeder. Where am I up to? I think it was 320, wasn't it? Oh, can't have you behind. I will end up. They're there. I just need to put them in feeder. That's because I have to be careful with feeder or things go wrong, as you well know. So I need to get onto that, don't I? Right. How fast could I have 321 ready? So at least you've got one in there. Let's have a look. That's the end of January. Wow, you'll be doubling back on yourself here. All right. Day 321. Now, what was day 321? Because 320 was push the button, baby. So I can only worry what 321 was. Let's go and have a look and see what it... Does anyone remember? It was the 30th of January, so not that long ago at all. Let's have a look in here. Day 321. End of January. Vaccines. Nope. It doesn't ring any bells at the moment. Good night, Tracy. Right, 321 MacBite shows. Right. Oh, you're going to like this one, Tracy. There is a link that goes with it, which I tend not to put the links in, do I? That's naughty of me. The title is Elaine is in Love. And then it's clarified with the Mac Mini Pro storage bay. Oh, it was fantastic. I think, wasn't that Paul in Ohio who found that? Oh, I was well taken. It's gorgeous. It looks like an old Mac Pro, the cheese grater one. Let me get rid of that. And could I possibly publish one that fast? Probably not. Let's see what happens when I put the file in. And hit the button. We can see how long that 59 minutes, 22 seconds. It must have been a Saturday. It was indeed a Saturday. So we have there 1, 2, date 3, 4. Right, I can publish that. You're shocked, aren't you? I'm shocked as well. Right, let's get rid of that and publish it. There's one more for Tracy. There we go. 3:21 is there now. What mischief are you up to now? Instead of licking chicken, she's licking her feet, making sure her feet are clean. Good girl, Lola. Does anyone know a good solution for housing 3 or 4 hard drives so they all act independently on USB 3.1 Thunderbolt? Housing 3 or 4, all independent. Probably get ones that chain together. There's a Seagate drive that I use that's got 2 USB ports on the front. So you can use really short USB cables and daisy chain them together. If you want to kind of just mount X number of drives, not really. They all tend to be those cheap plasticky things.
Oh, one Frank sent on.
Yeah.
I thought that was Frank's humour. Like he says, Mickey Bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it deliberately put Lonnie Donegal.
No. I think it automatically corrected it, didn't it? So put it in the notes and I'll share that with everybody. Oh, did you know this is amazing? Kim ordered the right-angled USB-C thingy and Jonathan wants the link for it and Tony's ordered it too. Right, I'll go get the link for you, Jonathan. That was in last night's show. Oh, isn't it nice when the system works? Unboxing. And there's the Amazon link. There we go, Jonathan. Right-angled USB-C thingy. They are working really well. I'm impressed with those. Probably get a couple of spares to put in my little pencil case thing. Because I just never like the cable sticking out the way it does. I can't understand why Apple don't give you the option. Do you remember when they did give you options like that? Oh, it's just fantastic. In fact, the original MagSafe was straight on, wasn't it? Like the default cable. But when they brought out the new shape, that was at a right angle and it just kind of slotted in. And yet the MagSafe worked. And they've gone downhill ever since. Now we've got these ugly things stuck out the side. Whoa, Jonathan, that was fast. I'm impressed. Oh, and Tony's got his book and it's in one piece, isn't it, Tony? I would have thought they'd come together. Maybe they put it in as 3 separate orders. So there should be a worldwide shortage imminently of right-angled connections, because that's exactly what happened with the Johnny board, if you remember. Johnny board 2.0. The board Johnny doesn't have. That one. Worldwide shortage now. And they were never available in Spain, much to Tracy's annoyance. That does get a lot of use, to the point I'm using a lot less paper, which is good. I think it's to do with the fact all the pens are inside, so I can drag all the pens out and then start working with it. So I've got stuff written down over here, all over the place for tomorrow. Data that I need and other stuff that's coming up. So as instead of dragging something out and, you know, writing it down, I'd just put it on the board and then move it from the board. So Tony put it in as 2 orders through the Affinity site, cheaper than Amazon. Oh, it's always cheaper than Amazon. I think it's because they self-publish and they're selling them through Amazon, not as a book that Amazon supply. It's a book that they supply. So I think they actually want it to be more expensive through Amazon. It's just a weirdness that they have. I still want the PDF version. One-click ordering is very dangerous. Well, it is, Jonathan, depending on what you're clicking. But they are definitely something to have in your armoury, I'm telling you. They do make working with the iPad a lot easier. As you saw last night, I was on the iPad a lot and I had it plugged in with that cable until I took it out later to try it on the laptop, where it worked fine. I'd still wish, though, that laptops had more ports on them. I mean, it's all very well, this, you know, that's at a nice right angle. And then the other one is hanging off and it looks like a cactus with 3,000 dongles on it. That kind of ruins the ergonomics for me. But they are. There's talk about them putting ports back on the laptops. I don't believe it. I won't believe it till I see it. But you never know. And this month could be the month. We are 6 days in and potentially 10 days away from an Apple event. So keep your eye out on Tuesday. Tuesday is the day to be Hawkeye all over the internet, just in case. He also has 4-2 each side. Mine's a 2018 MacBook Air, and all it has is three ports, and I'm surprised it's got those. Two of them are the USB-C, so one for connectivity and one for power. And the other one is a headphone jack, which does seem quite bizarre, given that, you know, they've taken those away on the phones. Why is that there on a laptop? I would have thought there might be an argument that people want to plug in like headphones to do conferencing with rather than be Bluetooth. If you're trying to record a conference and your voice in there, then using Bluetooth headphones, not good. Not good at all. You would need to jiggle around to be able to record them. So I made sure that my AirPods have never been connected to my iMac. Although, having said that, today something interesting happened, Mike. You'll like this. Mm-hmm. Mike's mother rang, and in that case, my phone rang, so I answered it. She must be the one exception that's got my phone number, and I actually answer it. Oh, she did say though, she's so funny when you say hello, she says, "Do you know who it is?" And obviously it flashes up and it's got her name on it. I said, "Yes, it's the mother-in-law." And she went, "Yes, it is." It's so sweet. But the second time she rang, because I told her to reboot the router, the second time she rang, I didn't actually notice because I was on my computer and I had a video playing. So I pressed the stop button on the video, obviously, at which point, and this has never happened before, having said that, I don't get a lot of phone calls, the phone was answered on the computer. And I said, "Hello." And I could hear her voice coming out of the speakers of the computer. And I thought, what's with this phone? I did not say to answer it on the computer, but pressing the stop for the video seemed to automatically answer the phone call. Some things are a little bit too automated for my liking. And that was one of them. I didn't like that at all. She could hear me and I could hear her. But do you know what I mean? It's weird. Get off my computer. She'll be on my phone. But yeah, it did that automatically. Does anybody else use that deliberately? Jonathan once accidentally ordered an £800 TV with one click order.
Yeah, how do you accidentally do that?
Couldn't cancel it. It was being processed. It was a total saga. It was getting delivered to work.
Do they not give you an "Are you sure?"
Not on one click, no. If they delivered it without my knowledge and got it damaged, I'd have to pay for it. Oh, Jonathan! Reception was very well briefed. Under no circumstances was she to accept it. Oh, Jonathan, that's a classic. I thought there was a limit on one-click ordering. Clearly not. Oh, dear. Tony's got a MacBook Pro, two on the left, two on the right, and a headphone jack on the right. Yeah, my headphone jack's on the right. That was a drama in itself because my old headphones, I think they're the ones that you're trying to replace. Long story. Those headphones must have been in the COVID cave for about 6 months by now. I had DJ headphones because I like to have a cable. And they were on the left. So I wired up the cable because I've got speakers on the Mac. And I would turn the speakers on and off, but they've got a pass-through to the headphones. So there's wiring under the desk that is an extension lead, so my headphones can plug into, they don't plug directly into the Mac, they plug into the back of the bass box on the floor. So it was all wired up to be on the left-hand side of the desk, and that was fine. Until I changed the headphones. And when they arrived, they had a cable, they're Bluetooth, but they have a cable as well, on the right-hand side of the desk. So I thought, well, it doesn't matter, I'll put them on the other way. No, that didn't work. So I've got the cable trailing across me, so I had to rewire underneath the desk to get this thing on the right. But most of them seem to be on the right. I don't think I've ever stuck the headphones in there, I'll be honest. Don't think I have. So that's why I find it quite strange that it's there. Ah, oh, you're going back 5 years with the TV. I think one click had just come out. There's a limit now. I think that should be a user configurable limit. I must admit, I tend not to do one click purely because I want to have a screenshot of the order page. And my reason for that is sometimes the price is different or something else, or they quote a date and then on your confirmation email, it's a totally different date. So I've always tried to make sure that I've got a screenshot of it. So I very, very, very infrequently one click because I want that screenshot. And it's coming very, very handy. It saved me about £80 at Audible. When I bought it, they went like 99p, 2.99. And when the bill came through, like £38.40, and I thought, no, no, no. And she said, you've clicked the wrong bit, and that's what you have to pay. And I said, well, shouldn't that have been on the invoice, you know, just before I clicked buy? She said, oh, yes, it will have been. I said, no, it wasn't, and I've got a screenshot. At which point, she gave me a full refund and 3 credits, shut me up, which I willingly accepted. You know, okay, that seems like a fair exchange for the time I've wasted with you. So Simon says, reminds me of the BBC News reporter who stuck a shipping label to a fridge and then went out to get the box he was going to ship it in. Ship came back with a box to put the label on and the fridge had gone. And someone rang him the next day all confused why he was being delivered the fridge. Never leave anything unattended. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. That's how I work. You're still cleaning your paws. I'm sure they're not that dirty. You're just being gratuitous with it, Lola. So shall I check and see what Mike's put in for tonight? What's the first stuff we're going with? Let's get into there with that. Not that one. There it is. So what's Mike picked for himself? It's very dangerous leaving him to his own devices like that. Where are we? There we are. The green one. Oh, I do think you've gone in with a weird one at the beginning, but I'll go with it. And was that the right one for the second track? Because I just love the title. I think I put it in there.
That's the one I found.
Yes, it's the hit mix version. The second track is called, and I quote, this one's good, Bunsen Burner. Who remembers those from school? I was never allowed near it, not after the incident when I blew it up. Wasn't my fault. I've never heard of the first one that Mike's going in with, though.
Nor had I.
I've got a totally different song come up when I put that in. It's called See Me. But, Mike, you should have gone with the Who version.
I thought about going for the Who version. Should we go for the Who version?
No, best not. Best not. Some of them are teachers. The Luther Vandross version is See Me. The Who version is See Me, Feel Me. Yeah. Given its education, probably not, Mike. Leave it alone. Oh, now you could have followed that with Make Me Smile. Come up and see me. And Make Me Smile, which is one of my favourite songs. But those are the two we're going in with. So I've got those keyed up. And then we've got mine, the one I suggested, which was Lessons in Love.
Oh, we could play Come Up and See Me. as in...
Can we get away with that one, do you reckon?
Yeah, because it's come to the head teacher's office.
We could. Instead of the first one.
No, we'll play it later.
In Rocky Pop Hour. Rocky Pop Hour, we'll do. Right.
Well, who's it by?
Steve Harley and Courtney Rebel.
Oh, yeah.
Right, well, there's the first four sorted out. And then we're going into trios where we've got 3 million that want the same songs. Don't forget to put Young Jonathan's in there. I do not see Young Jonathan's in the first half hour or so. And you know he has to be to bed early. He could be asleep by 8:30.
And which one was Young Jonathan's?
Young Jonathan's was Alice Cooper.
School's Out?
Yep.
Been asked for that a million times.
I know. But we can play it a million times because we can do what we like.
Okay.
Oh, Tony, indeed you can. That's another one that we've had about 19 million requests for. So we Venn diagram it. We Venn diagram it. You wonder how many times Audible don't credit people back, though. Well, if they can't prove it, because when they do their sales, it's a bit off. They are a little bit better now, but they used to be dreadful. They have this thing where it's like a 2-for-1 credit sale. Now, one credit costs me, because we've done this, haven't we? We've done the book maths. One credit costs me £3.79. So I can get two full books for £3.79. So obviously I'll wait until there's a sale. That's how come I've got so many books. That's very true, Kim, since he was up at 4 o'clock. So if you buy the book where you put one in the basket and then you put another in the basket and then it says 2-for-1 sale, use one credit, you're fine. But it used to be that if you added it to the basket from the book page rather than the offer page, it would charge you £38 something for it. They fixed that, but every now and then it goes absolutely mad. If you remember, I had one in the week at Matt Bites headquarters, and it was something like, I put them in there and it came to a totally different total. It was miles off. In the end, they fixed it slightly, but it was still off by 2 pence. And I thought, you know what? I'm not risking the offer going off. So I thought, I'm just going to buy it and never mind the 2p. I then got a credit of 2p back when they sorted themselves out. It's crazy, isn't it? Absolutely crazy. Schools out. Not the same as Alice Cooper. Oh, there you go. There's another one, Mike. See if you can find that. Right, we've got just over 30 minutes to showtime. So I'm going to have to go and use the little girl's room. So I'm going to leave you in Mike's capable hands. What are you going to talk about?
I don't know.
How about your mother's computer? How are you doing?
I've not even looked at it.
She doesn't want that one back. She likes the one she's got.
Yeah, well, it might be Hobson's choice.
It will be at this rate.
I'm going to update Microsoft Office. That's the first thing I'm going to do. So I'm going to go to File, and I'm going to go to Account, and I'm going to see what... There are problems with your account. To fix them, please sign in again. That is because she is using the wrong email address. So I will log her out and log her back in again, and then update Excel. Oh, she'll be so grateful that she's got XLookup and all of those other sexy functions. And then she'll be saying, but my Outlook doesn't look the same as it did. So that'll be more parental support for me. And I'll also have to tidy the start menu up, because that is all over the place. We've got maps there, we've got calculator, we've got solitaire, we've got Paint 3D, we've got Xbox console, we've got OneNote, all things that I don't think she actually uses. Oh, I've just clicked too heavy on the mouse and I've ended up with solitaire running, which I really don't want to do. I haven't played solitaire for many, many years. Let's close this down. That's better. What else do I need to do? Dolby Access. What is that? I've never heard of most of these things. I think they were installed by default. I don't know. Mixed Reality Portal. There's some very weird things installed on this laptop. Snip and Sketch. TeamViewer. Oh, she used to use TeamViewer with the person who used to give her IT support. So it looks like I'll be tidying up this start menu quite a bit. After I have updated Office and updated Windows itself. Boomtown Routes Mary of the Fourth Form. That's going back a bit, Simon. I was a big Boomtown Routes fan, but I'll stick that one in. So what else? There's a load of stuff on the start menu, like maps and calculator and solitaire.
Yeah.
And Dolby and Xbox console and Paint 3D.
Well, you never know what she does in her spare time.
All things that I don't think she'll use. But there we go.
I'm back.
You're back.
If you move her solitaire, we'll hear all about it.
This is true.
You.
And I can't update Office until I've signed out and signed in again, because it's using the wrong email address.
And then, of course, when he logs back in, she'll get a notification on her iPhone that somebody's logged in.
Yeah.
And then she'll ring him. Oh.
No, she'll realise it's me.
Potential parental support, what can I say? Right. The audio sorted for 8 o'clock, because last week he was moaning about that. I can't get the stuff. I can't hear anything, he said. I can't hear anything. I said, that's because I've muted it.
I'm going to say nothing.
I believe that when I see it, Mike. Right, so well, who have we got after that? First four, good, good. Then we've got track five, Jonathan. Your track five. And then we've got a million crossovers.
How much has she got in the recycle bin?
Probably
about 15 gig.
Doesn't that auto-empty after 30 days?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, why did I think it did? Ah, never mind. People have been very, very good with these education songs, you know. I had no idea there were so many. I did have a few that I'd picked. Let me have a look at them. I found two that I thought, if I play both of these, what will you think of me? Because one is by Busted and the other is by One Direction. Ropey musical choices. But actually, the Busted one's not bad. What I Go to School For. And the other one by One Direction. Anyone want to take a guess? Take a guess. Oh, Mary of the Fourth Form. Now, we did have a Boomtown Rats request, didn't we?
Yeah.
But Mondays. It was for I Don't Like Mondays, because it's about a school shooting.
We'll stick Mary the Fourth Form in this one.
That is a good one. That is a good one. Your typing's excellent. I in fact, we've not had any shouting incidents, have we? So maybe this is the trick. Take the keyboard with you. That could be the answer. But then that's our secret way of knowing it's you, Simon. There's never any imposter. We know it's you. Right, we will put all of those in. That is what we will do with those. What others did I had? I actually had one called Tuck Shop, which I thought was a good one.
I used to do the tuck shop.
So did I, but I was buying.
Oh, I was selling.
No. I actually found as well a trio, a St. Trinian's trio, which might be worth a listen. I've never seen the films. This won't come as a surprise to anybody, will it? No. I've seen the original films. They were fabulous. Oh, Alistair Sim, George Cole, absolute classic genius. Oh, and what was her name, that lady? Oh, Joyce Grenfell. Love her. All brilliant, brilliant actors. But these ones were songs I had never heard before. Well, I've heard the song, I Predict a Riot, but not the Girls Aloud version. And there's a Florence and the Machine song, and then an artist called Band of St. Trinians, which I think... and it's banned as in B-A-N-N-E-D. I think that's the cast. I think it's a cast song. So I did actually find quite a few. There was one that surprised me. It's called Eraser, like a board eraser. And it's from the Divide album by Ed Sheeran. But when it starts playing, it sounds like a rap song. I would never, until we get to the last bit of the song, have thought, oh, yeah, it's Ed Sheeran. I'd have thought it sounds vaguely familiar, but it's a rap song. But no, it's Ed Sheeran. And we got some Spandau Ballet in there because it's their anniversary. We've got some Debbie Harry in there, if you remembered it, Mike. We'll probably play that after the Watershed, won't we? Just
Which
in case.
Which one was that?
Debbie Harry. Well, you suggested it.
Did I?
You did.
Hmm.
And I said I'd suggested that myself. Think subjects, Mike. Did anybody get the One Direction one? No, you didn't, did you? No, One Direction. Think subjects, school subjects. One Direction had a song called History. But the Debbie Harry one wasn't history, was it, Mike?
No.
It was French.
Got it.
He's now got it. French Kissing in the USA. Wasn't that pre-Young Jonathan? I think that one could have been a while ago, that one. See, we think of that one as her comeback. But to be honest, it's probably that old now. That's just scary. It is just scary. But we'll keep the rest. But I do think Bunsen Burner needs an outing. Because that's just... I thought, I wonder if there's a song called Bunsen Burner. And you know, there was. I had no idea about that one. But we've got the first four keyed up and ready. It's going to be interesting, isn't it? I'm having a look in here. Because I'm going to need that ripping off as well. One day I'll be able to tell you all about the fiasco I've been having with this application that's in beta, that I'm frantically trying not to reinstall the old version. And every time the beta's been rock solid until this last one. And now it's an absolute nightmare. So much so, I did do a video and send it back to the developer with, can you fix this? Oh, and this. And this. And while you're at it, another one of your apps, if you could fix that, I'd be very grateful. So it was the old send it in on via the beta program and get them sidetracked, fixing other stuff as well. But it's looking like a good night. So I hope you're able to join us at brooklands196.com. In fact, if I head off there now, am I going to find that young Jonathan's in at number one? I wouldn't be at all surprised. What mischief are you up to, hey? What are you doing? No, it's Tony and Anne. Tony and Anne in first. Good point, that. Tony and Anne. Because Tony's a City supporter. And there's Jonathan just saying hello. Tony's a City supporter. And tomorrow, it's the big match. It's the local derby between Manchester United and Manchester City. Is it at home or away, Mike?
I don't know.
I haven't had a programme, so I'm assuming it's away.
I think it's at the Etihad.
If it is, Jonathan can see it from his bedroom window. Doubtless, Jonathan is not in the slightest bit interested in seeing it from his bedroom window, but he could see it from his bedroom window.
It's at the Etihad.
I thought it was, because we haven't had a programme. That was what gave it away to me. Kim says I wouldn't play Harper Valley PTA until later in the evening. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, some two people have requested that.
I think Kim's was a different artist, though. But there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, do you remember when I played Cottaging? That got me into trouble. And I wouldn't mind, it was after midnight. It still got me into trouble. That was the Lancashire Hot Pots. It's a good song. It's a funny song. It wasn't appreciated universally. Let's just put it like that. I appreciate it. It was a funny song. You do see the Etihad light up occasionally. It will tomorrow. It's the derby. And United have had... is it 2 or 3 nil-nil draws?
3.
So that they're struggling at the moment to try and find the net. You don't care about the artist. I'm assuming the other artist that was requested was Dolly Parton. Is that right? Mike's having a check. He's checking it. Well, Dolly Parton definitely did it, because I remember that. I think it's a wonderful song. You're back to hypocrites again, aren't you, on the Harper Valley PTA? Oh, yeah.
It was the same artist, Jeannie C. Riley.
Was it?
Kim and Tony P.
You see, I find that quite surprising, because I would have thought Dolly Parton, but maybe that's just in my mind. Maybe I've got Dolly Parton on the brain. No, Kim, it's scheduled fairly early. It is, let me see, what track number is
email
that?
Email and Google are working from the phone, which is helpful, but can't access Gmail.
Did we ever set a Gmail up on the phone?
No.
That's why she can't access it then. This might be a case of detoxing the phone and slinging it out the window again. Parental support. It will kill you. Harper Valley PTA is keyed up at number 19. Number 19, which will probably be somewhere between 9:05, an hour and 5 in and an hour and 10 in. That would be my best guess. Depends on the length of the other tracks, but usually it's about then. About then. And Kim loves Dolly Parton. Anyway, well, we could play it twice. We could cheat and play it twice. Dolly Parton's just a lovely person. She's a lovely person.
1 minute.
Grandma's phone needs throwing out of the window as well, either that or donating to a museum. Well, I can see this being lowered down in a bag for triage and then sent back up again. But we will see how that goes when we get this one back up and working again. Okay, so we've got less than a minute. So I'm going to say good evening for now on here. So good evening from me.
And good evening from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.